Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rowe, is president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we had that supply-demand report out today. Kind of lent a little bit of a bearish tilt to the corn and bean market here, while the wheat market found some strength.
Yeah, most definitely. I think when you look at the report in the rearview mirror that it was just flat negative for new crop corn and soybeans, you take the production up 1.6 billion bushels on corn versus last year, the soybean up 234 million. I think the big question mark is, can you get all the 92 million acres of corn? Can you get the yield? I think it's a record to start the this time of year, 181.5, up almost 8.5 versus a year ago. And can the bean yield hit the 52 and get up to 2.3 over last year? So we will see. Certainly the futures market did not react very well on new crop, but at some levels that maybe you get some support. But you're right on the Kansas City wheat, hard red winter wheat. That was the winner. Put in perspective, the wheat stocks for this next year are the tightest since 2007-2008. And so got to keep that wheat out of the feed ration, and so it's up, went out big, up over 38 cents here at the end of the day. So it's the start of the season for next year, and we'll see if we hit all these numbers, Randy.
Yeah, that's going to be the biggest thing, like you mentioned, too, especially up here in the Northern Plains, if we get everything planted or not.
Yeah, I think, the government certainly threw everything out under good conditions. We're going to get all those acres that they said in March. They said we're getting this big yield on corn and soybeans. It's an El Nino year, so it's possible. But we also have dry drought conditions in Kansas yet, and some of those other areas could get prevent plant going there. And then, of course, the Northern Plains, we've got issues also, So it's still a foot race, and I think the question mark is this going to be the most bearish report of the year, or can we build on it? Or does the yield and could the acres change a little bit? And in between, we've got the demand side of the market if other countries have some issues. So it's a starting point, not an ending point, Randy, is the way we look at it.
Yeah, for sure. I was a little surprised, too, with the export demand from China.
Yeah, well, what they really did is they said the export demand is up, but they kind of put it in the category of Brazil, picking up those extra demand side of it. But then they also put the production for next year, 23-24, for Brazil and Argentina in that next year's balance table. And they've got over this year, they've got Brazil, they had a big bean crop, but they have it going up another 300 million. And, of course, the Argentine bean crop was whacked lower. They've got that going up 764 million. So basically, bottom line, they have next year's bean crop in South America going up 1.1 billion. So that's really where you came up with that big bearish number on those ending stocks are huge. At what are they? 4.4 billion bushels ending stocks in the world after that. So we will see. We're at some support zones, and we'll see next week if how the weather is. I imagine it's all about weather going forward, Randy, and then watch the demand side of the market.
Yeah, for sure. How about livestock? What happened there then?
Well, the livestock market, I think the big headline was the Prop 12 by the Supreme Court continued on. So, bottom line is that one, the hogs have to have, sows have to have 24 square feet to move in, can't be locked up in the cage during their life, and veal calves have to have 43 square feet, chickens 144 square inches for each of them. So that actually kind of put a little bit of floor in the hog market, closed good. The cattle market was really the futures market just too low for the demand side of the market. But cash looks like it's going to be more steady next week. The beef market might be stalling out right at these levels. Historically, it does around between, somewhere around Mother's Day, which is a Sunday. Beef usually starts to slow down.
All right. Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, I think we're inching closer to that Black Sea. Let's see how that goes and that corridor. And then budget talk's going to continue. We'll see if we can get nervous over that or not.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.